is the Jake Asman Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Jake Asman.
We continue right here on a Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend. It is the Jake Asman Show here on SB Nation Radio. Jerome Bettis set to join us momentarily, so we'll check in with the bus, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, of course, formerly of the Pittsburgh Steelers, a two-time Super Bowl champion, and certainly one of the really good running backs of his era. We had him on Super Bowl week, and it was always great to talk to Jerome Bettis. So we have him coming up in just a bit. So we'll talk to Jerome Bettis momentarily. A lot to do this hour as well. We're going to get to Conor McGregor, his fake retirement. We're going to get to Roger Goodell reacting to the protest, something that I did not see what happened. But we'll get to that coming up, because now it's time to head out to the Progressive Hotline, the Progressive Guest Line, brought to you by Progressive Home Insurance. And we bring on a friend of the program, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the great running backs of his era, the great Jerome Bettis, joining us now. Jerome, it's Jake Asman here in Houston. Great to talk to you again, my friend. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I want to get to what you're doing with your foundation, because this is really cool. Given the circumstances we're all living through right now, your foundation, the Bus Stops Here Foundation, you guys are launching a program called Check-In. It's a youth program, but it's all being done online. Tell the listeners all about it. It's really cool.
Well, the whole concept is, we want to make sure that we give these young middle school age students something to do during this time. And so it's a 6-week program, and it's exciting and engaging activities centered around tech and innovation, art, video and film, math, Spanish, and entrepreneurship. So what we're doing is we launch today. It goes Mondays and Wednesdays for 6 weeks. We're going to be streaming it as well on the Bus Stops Here Foundation Facebook page. And it's any middle school age student, is welcome to join and can register on the Bus Stops Here Foundation .org. And it's funded by the Ford Motor Company and the Ford Motor Company Fund. And basically, it's an opportunity for these kids to really have something creative to do this summer, while obviously we're all dealing with this pandemic. And I think it's an incredible opportunity. And we also have this other piece that we're doing. We're also connecting kids with laptops. So we provided over 350 laptops so far, because we know that without these laptops, they can't get to the internet to be a part of this. So we provided over 350 laptops so far, and our goal is to provide 36,000 devices. And it's just a process where we're asking partners to help us to raise this money, and people can donate. You can text the bus to 71777 or go to the busstopsherefoundation.org and help, because we believe that this is the program that kids need this summer.
Very cool. So are you going to be in any of these classes? Are you going to be teaching the students of this foundation here?
Well, there's people that's more impressive than me in terms of what they do. I'll be on, and I'll be, watching everything, but I'm not going to be teaching, because I want the experts to do all the talking.
Of course, Jerome Bettis joining us here, of course, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. And once again, you can check it out, the Bus Stops Here Foundation. They're pleased to announce, as you just heard Jerome talking about it, their newest program called Check-In, and you can register at eventbrite.com. Just search Jerome Bettis, and you could sign up, as the first class is later today at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Let me ask you this, Jerome. Given everything going on in our country right now, how are you handling, things on your end? Obviously, it's an unprecedented time for everyone, but what has this been like for you? I'm sure, being stuck in the house a lot more than you probably have ever been this time of year, am I right?
Absolutely, it is. It's been very difficult. Obviously, part of what I do is speaking to different groups and companies, and so when that has that opportunity is not there, then it's put me at home quite a bit. So it's just it's a process. So you understand it. It's difficult. But we're making the best of it. I think it's been great for our family structure. I have a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and they have been, you know, slowly gravitating away from mom and dad. So it's given us the time to really reconnect, spend a lot of time together, and kind of get some more of that tutelage before they kind of step out into this cruel world that we're living in right now.
The Hall of Famer running back, Jerome Bettis, joining us here on the Jake Asmund Show. Obviously, it's a very, you know, sensitive time in our country's history, and racial tensions have been renewed within the last week. And it relates to football, given the comments of Saints quarterback Drew Brees and the president responding to him. You know, if you were a teammate, though, of Drew Brees, Jerome, how would you handle the back and forth and everything that's transpired over the last week or so?
Well, first of all, it would be important that he did apologize. You know, it's great that he apologized. His wife has since, you know, put an apology out there as well. I think that's the first step, because if you don't know that what you said is divisive or is a problem, then we can never start the healing process. We can never get past that. But then the next step is the action part, you know, is to call on Drew Brees to come out, to come out with us to try to affect change in the processes that have allowed this to continue to happen systemically. So I think, you know, that's the first step, but that's not the only step. I think the action part is next. You have to really show, kind of, you know, put yourself into that situation and now try to affect change.
When you look at a guy like Brees and all the good he's done in his career, I mean, just last month he donated $5 million for COVID-19 relief in his home state. Do you think that this is something that could cause long-term issues in that locker room, or because he apologized, because he has a track record of doing the right thing, ultimately his teammates are going to have his back?
Well, his teammates know that where his heart is. Obviously, I know Drew Brees. I don't know him that well, but I do know that from everything that I've seen and talked and heard from him, his heart's in the right place. And so them knowing that, it goes a long way. And so, but it still has to be action on his part, in that he said, hey, I want to be the solution. So you have to try to be part of the solution. It can't be lip service. It has to be action, because this is a situation that's affecting, you know, all of his African-American teammates. So if he's not going to be, you know, 100% in, then it's going to create a very, very, very destructive situation inside the locker room.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis joining us here on the Jake Asmund Show on our Progressive Guest Line. Of course, Jerome inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2015. And we talked to you about this down in Miami, Jerome. But, you know, thinking back, you know, coming up, your old coach, Coach Cower, is going to get an opportunity now to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall in Canton this summer. How excited are you for Coach?
Oh, man, I am really excited for Coach. He deserves, you know, to be in the Hall of Fame, and it's finally happening for him. And I just can't wait, because he's the reason that I'm in the Hall of Fame, because he believed in me. He gave me every opportunity to be successful, and kept me on the team when he probably didn't have to. You know, there was other options, and he stuck with me. And fortunately, I was able to prove him right. But, you know, it could have went a lot of different ways. But he believed in me and my ability, and that's why I had the success that I had.
You know, you're the perfect person to ask this question to, you know, about the running back position as a whole, because we keep hearing from those in the league and those around the league that the value of the running back position has been diminished. It's not what it once was. Well, we're talking to a Hall of Famer on the line right now. You could speak to the value of the running back position. So what is your perspective on the back and forth of commentary on the state of the position right now?
To give you a quick explanation of why the position has been devalued. It's been devalued because you cannot find that really prototype running back that you used to find 20 years ago. You can't find them out of college, because these colleges now have changed their offenses to more of a, you know, what do you call this? They kind of have a, you know, one running back, and it's a smaller back. And if you look at these schools, there's only five. five or six schools that have a pro-style running game. Georgia, LSU, possibly some times, Alabama, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Arkansas, USC, maybe Michigan. If the running back is not at those schools, then he's not going to be the type of running back that you want in the NFL. So what you have to do now is you got to find that diamond in the rough, but you got to have multiple, because now you can't have one back, one feature back to do all of those things, because they just don't exist. And if you don't get one of those top kids, it's maybe two or three kids every year as opposed to 10 or 12 every year, then you're going to lose out. You don't have that feature back, and so now you have to go out and go with a two-platoon type running system for your offense. So it's just basically supply and demand. When you get the supply, there will be the demand, because what we have seen is in the playoffs, if you can run the football, you can win a championship. If you can't run the football, then you won't have any chance of winning the championship.
Jerome Bettis joining us here on the Jake Asmus Show. So your career ends about as well as it possibly can, right, with a Super Bowl championship. When you look back on how special that last season was for you, Jerome, I mean, what are some of the fondest memories from that last year in the league and, of course, winning that championship with Pittsburgh?
Well, it was actually deciding to come back. Obviously, I had retired the year before. So for me to, you know, reverse course, come back, and really, you know, help, you know, lead my team to a championship. And that's always the goal. As a kid, the goal is never to be in the Hall of Fame. The goal is to win a championship, right? As a kid, you want to hold up the Lombardi Trophy and kiss it. And that was always my goal. And unfortunately, I had fallen short of it. And so I decided I wanted to give it one more try and to be the inspiration behind my teammates wanting us to get to Detroit, to my hometown, and win a championship, and for my quarterback to promise that he would get me there and do every step of the postseason. Every game we won, Ben gave me the game ball and told me we were one step closer to winning the championship. And once we won a championship, for him to give me the game ball and tell me that he, you know, delivered on the promise to get me to a championship, that was a special, special moment, and one that I'll never forget. And I'm so thankful for Ben Roethlisberger for his decision to promise me a championship, and we got it done.
The great Jerome Bettis joining us here on the Jake Asmus Show. Let's end with this, Jerome. Last time we spoke, I hate to admit this, but I had not ever binged The Office when we last spoke a couple months back in Miami. Now, that has all changed. I have seen every episode of The Office. I've been missing out on one of the all-time great shows, and you have a very funny cameo in one of the episodes of The Office. So let's go back to that moment. How much fun was it to be hanging out with the cast of The Office and be part of an episode of that iconic sitcom?
Well, unlike you, I was caught up back then, and it was a favorite show of mine. So when the request came in for me to be a part of it, I said I jumped at the opportunity. And so we went out to the set, and it was incredible how they set it up, because they really told me the whole idea for me is just to decline an opportunity to go to his party. And that was the end of it. It was really no script. I couldn't laugh. I had to say no to whatever he was asking. And it was about 3 or 4 weeks. Hilarious, because I didn't know what was coming. And it seemed as though their job was to make sure that I laughed for the first couple. But we finally got one in, and it was an amazing opportunity, because I love the show. It was a great show. And all those guys are hilarious.
Is it true that they call you the bus because you're afraid to fly?
Oh, no, not at all. But that was a great part of it. I had to say no. No. They asked me, am I going to his party? No.
It was a tremendous caveat. Jerome Bett is joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. Of course, check out his foundation, the Bus Stops Here Foundation, their newest program called Check In, a virtual youth program. It's funded by the Ford Motor Company Fund. It's connecting middle school students to exciting and engaging activities. It starts later today at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, and you could register online at eventbrite.com. Jerome, great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck with the program. This is really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jerome Bett is joining us there on the Progressive Guest Line. Of course, you can quote, buy, and save on your home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com.